The state game board is taking up the contentious issue of Denali wolves that roam outside the park boundaries and are vulnerable to hunting and trapping. The board convened a 10-day meeting in Fairbanks today on a range of interior issues, including the Denali wolf buffer. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the board is considering proposals to increase, shrink, or eliminate the protective buffer.
The Denali Wolf Buffer was created a decade ago and expanded to its current 92 square miles along the park's northeastern edges in 2004. At the time, the board also imposed a six-year moratorium on dealing with the issue because it was drawing many proposals and sapping board energy. 6 years later, time is up. The buffer along the park's highway and Stampede Road is scheduled to sunset, and forces are mobilized on both sides to debate its future. Healy area hunting guide and trapper Coke Wallace says the wolves are a state resource and Alaskans should be able to hunt or trap them.
They're on state land, they're a state animal, and actually the resources belong to all of us, everyone in this state. And if someone wants to go out and trap or shoot a wolf, as long as they're following the seasons and they have a hunting or trapping license, they should be able to do that unencumbered.
Wallace says the current buffer infringes on prime trapping along the Savage and Teklanika rivers, and not just for wolves.
Since that buffer zone has come in, I haven't been doing lynx and wolverine sets I'd like to be doing west of the Savage River out towards the Tek and prime wolverine and lynx country for fear of catching a wolf in a set.
The interest of trappers and hunters are up against local and lower 48 wildlife advocates who have long pushed for a larger buffer to better protect park wolves popular with Denali visitors. Connecticut-based Friends of Animals president Priscilla Farrell says park wolves should not be hunted or trapped.
You know, the upshot of all of this, of course, is fur rust, something that you put around your parka. And one wolf can provide five of those fur roughs. It seems like a terrible waste.
On a more local front, the Denali Citizens Council also supports a bigger buffer and has a proposal before the board. DCC President Nancy Bale says increased protection is needed because the wolf packs that frequent the park's northeastern corner are shrinking.
Population has gone down to about 65 individuals from 110 just a year and a half ago. And park studies have shown that the role of human-caused mortality has grown over those same years. So we're hoping to increase the odds of the wolves surviving.
The National Park Service has long been neutral on the issue, but the declining population data, as well as wolves seen dragging broken traps and snares in the park, have swayed NPS officials to submit their own proposal for increasing the buffer. Denali National Park spokeswoman Chris Pfister says the concern is about having wolves for visitors to see.
A viewable wildlife issue and an allocation issue. It's not a population issue, but basically we're hoping to work with the state to determine what is the best use for essentially these wolves.
Fish and Game spokeswoman Kathy Harms says the buffer dispute comes down to values.
Consequently, the department's recommendation is going to be no recommendation. The board can hammer this out with people with a variety of different views.
One voice is noticeably absent from the renewed wolf buffer debate: wildlife scientist and activist Gordon Haber, who studied Denali wolves for decades, was killed in a plane crash while tracking them in the park last fall. Some of the buffer increase proposals cite Haber research that showed social and behavioral impacts to wolf family groups when individual animals are killed. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.